Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking WOTUS and the lawsuits to come in just a moment.
Want to learn more about the benefits of no-till production practices and healthier soils? Well, join No-Till on the Plains for a field day, Tuesday, July 14th in Apache, Oklahoma. This full-day event starts at 8 a.m. and features long-term no-till producers, expert speakers, a soil pit, and field tour. For information and registration, visit www.notill.org or call 785-210-4549. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed and Chisholm Trail Farm Credit.
When you think hay season, think deer season. Because you can get great deals on John Deere hay tools, including cash discounts or 0% financing for 48 months. Choose a 459 baler and get an additional $1,500 off, or a 630 MOCO and get an extra $2,000 off. Make this your season to save. See your dealer today, and don't forget to ask about the Livestock Loyalty Program. Offer ends August 4th, 2015, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, Gina McCartney, has said time and again to agriculture, don't worry about WOTUS. Don't worry about the Clean Water Rule, because it's not going to impact you any more than what you're currently finding as far as regulation is concerned. Well, according to the agriculture groups that have read the final rule, the Clean Water Rule, or WOTUS, if you please, they've got a different story to tell. They believe American Farm Bureau, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and others say this is an onerous rule that's going to be disastrous for agricultural producers. Colin Woodall, lead lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says they continue to work with Congress, hoping to derail or slow down anyway EPA on WOTUS.
We have a very narrow window here in order to get Congress to fix this. You know, the Senate, led by Senator Inhofe, is trying to send this rule back to the agency. I just don't know if we're going to get it done on time, because even if Congress acts, more than likely when that bill goes to the president's desk, he's probably going to veto it. And I don't think that we can override a veto in the Senate. So we are looking at taking this rule to court. Because for us, this is truly a fall on our sword type issue. We cannot allow this to go forward, because it is going to hit farmers and ranchers. You know, the administrator has told us that we have nothing to worry about in agriculture. If we've never needed a permit, we won't need a permit now. But we had interaction with EPA out in Iowa just last week, where they were looking at a stock tank, a pond, in-ground pond, that had run around because of rain. And EPA told the landowner that will be a Water of the United States. That is counter to everything the administrator has told us. And I think it's that vagueness, that broad of an interpretation, that causes us the problems with this rule, and why we have to fight it to the bitter end.
On litigation, do you anticipate, or is there talk among agricultural groups to try to build some sort of a coalition to do, you know, have a united front going to court?
There is. It's not only just the ag groups, but we're also working with groups such as the National Association of Home Builders, the American Petroleum Institute, National Mining Association, anybody who is a land use manager or land user, period. They have to be a part of this, so that way we can show the courts and show the EPA that this is not just an ag issue. This is not just a county issue. It's for anybody that operates on the land. And I think that will help us really, especially on the PR side of things, to show the consumers, to show Congress, to show EPA that we just don't buy what they're telling us. And that's why we're going to continue this fight.
Seems that the consensus of a lot of folks that have done the analysis, that have read the revised final rule, it goes a lot further than the proposed rule we commented on last year.
We think it does. You know, we've worked with a coalition that includes groups like the American Farm Bureau Federation, a lot of other ag groups, and everybody agrees the exact same thing. What she changed made no difference. In fact, it probably called into more question the provisions than we already had. And one thing that we have to understand is, if this goes forward, a lot of people question whether or not we'll really see more inspections on farms and ranches. I think it's a bit of a red herring discussion, because there is private cause of action as part of this rule. It means that even if the EPA doesn't come out to your farm and ranch, if somebody's driving down the road and they see a creek running, they could try to sue you under this new rule. And that's the problem that we have. It's back to the activists, those folks who spend their days driving up and down county roads trying to find farmers who they think are breaking the law, and they want to take them to court. That's going to be a huge issue for us.
The pushback against EPA over the Waters of the U.S. final rule, Colin Woodall, of NCBA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Superior Livestock is the largest livestock auction in the U.S., and they're proud to present the Week in the Rockies July 6th through 10th in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, offering 260,000 head. Contact Superior at 800-422-2117 to get your buyer's number or for more details.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
800-422-2117 or SuperiorLivestock.com.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.